Salutations. Welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Episode 6, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and also the host of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We are so glad you could join us this week on the program. Our guests are going to be from the Sacred Heart Devotional Group that recently formed at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo under the direction of Father Evita Siriwa. We'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. But we always begin our program with prayer, especially a prayer for religious liberty. And if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always seek to strengthen in our world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of Cap'n, the Diocese of Amarillo, or the Office of Communications. I want to start with what's directly behind us. Can you see that? You see it, folks? A brand new backdrop. It's kind of like having a new set on a newscast, okay? But the cool thing is David Wilson composed this for us, and he came up with the really cool logo that you can see all over of the three coat of arms of the Diocese of Amarillo. The one that is in the very back is the original coat from 1927. The second coat was from 1975 when we went from Sacred Heart Cathedral to St. Lawrence Church, or now St. Lawrence Cathedral, now back to St. Lawrence Church. And in 2011, when St. Mary's Cathedral became the Diocese of Amarillo's Cathedral. So you'll be seeing it quite a bit as we get ready for our centennial. David, nice job, man. Way to go. Let's get you a couple of pieces of housekeeping taken care of before we bring in our guest. First off, hey, we're getting some rains. We're getting some snows. We're getting a lot of wind as well. It's March. It's supposed to come in like a lion and leave like whatever, you know, that analogy there. We need some rain. Pray for some rain. Pray for some snow for our farmers and ranchers. They really do need it. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the discerning, the confused. Keep all those people in your prayers. Please pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, amarillovocations.org. And please pray for the eight men and their families that are studying to be the next set of deacons for the Diocese of Amarillo. We call them the class of 2025, who by the grace of God will be ordained to the diaconate sometime before the end of the year. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we don't forget you folks. Thank you for all that you do for us. Lots of fundraisers coming up, especially fish fries, Lenten meals. See the complete list in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or at amarillodiocese.org, and please support as many of those as you can. Again, amarillodiocese.org. You'll find more news under the West Texas Catholic news header at the top of the page. Do like us on Facebook. We try to post a lot. Sometimes we fall behind, but our thing is Amarillo Diocese. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, will be dated Sunday, April 6th. That will contain all the Holy Week Mass schedules for the Diocese of Amarillo. The digital version, the March 16th issue, went up as a Flock Note this past Monday. So if you're signed up to Flock Note, you have a free copy of the newspaper waiting for you as a digital download. So make sure you read that. For those of you that prefer having a newspaper in your hands and having ink all over your hands, and I hear you, a limited number of hard copies will be available at parishes this weekend while they last. And that's the Sunday, March 16th issue. Advertising deadline for the April 6th issue is Monday, March 24th. 4th, 5 p.m. Deadline for copy, story, photo ideas, Thursday, March 27th at noon. Those are stone cold deadlines. By the way, you can find us, the podcast, amarillodiocese.org/podcast, the email address for comments, questions, concerns. Maybe you'd like to offer to underwrite this project so we don't have to sit there and go broke. or take it out of David's check, since he is the producer. That's where it would come from. We don't want to do that. STCAPN at dioama.org. I'll spell it all out. STCAPN at dioama.org. Joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 6 from St. Thomas the Apostle Church, we have Teresa Grove, right?
Yes, sir.
And Dwayne Grove, her husband. You folks have been here how long in the Diocese of Amarillo?
3 years now.
What brought you to Amarillo, Texas?
Retirement. We left Denver metro area to get away from the population, and we picked Amarillo to retire.
How long had you been in Denver?
Oh, a long time, since 1994.
Okay, about 27 years or so. What did you folks do for a living before you hit the retirement lane?
I was human resources working. I left leaving the city and county of Denver.
And I worked for Lockheed Martin there, the space division there.
Two very intelligent people joining us on the program this week. And they're doing something really, really cool in the Diocese of Amarillo. And you've seen the story in the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We've talked about it on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Well, it's time to bring it out into the open, into the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. It's a Sacred Heart devotional prayer group. It's being formed at St. Mary's Cathedral, and the great Father Avita Siriwa, the parochial vicar, is directing the group and serving as spiritual director. First off, how did you two get involved with the devotion to the Sacred Heart? And we'll do the ladies first in this case.
Well, when we moved to Amarillo, we decided to consecrate our house, really, to the Sacred Heart, which is basically saying that Jesus rules your home.
Yeah, and the other thing is that getting closer to Father Avita, since we got to know him, he has an immense passion for the Sacred Heart. And so as he was working towards establishing the devotion to the Sacred Heart and the 9 First Fridays, he reached out to us and asked if we'd be willing to help.
How many people are involved with the Sacred Heart devotional group at this time, Dwayne?
I think on most First Fridays, we see somewhere around 15 to 20 people that stay around after the Friday morning Mass for the devotional prayers.
That's great, but we need more.
Absolutely. Looking for more.
What drew you to the Sacred Heart besides the fact that you were blessing your home and Father Avita Siriwa is such a charismatic man?
Well, I'm a cradle Catholic. So for me, and my parents had a devotion to the Sacred Heart. When we moved away and got married, I mean, we kind of lost track of that. We didn't do it in our household until we really moved here to Amarillo. But I've always had a devotion to the Sacred Heart in one fashion or another.
What draws other people to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, in your opinion, Teresa?
I think they have to realize that they have to make Jesus their priority, and it starts at home.
Yeah, and I'm a convert, so one of the things that really attracts me is that the Sacred Heart of Jesus really reminds us of his passion and the commitment that we make to serving our Lord is really embodied in that image and in that Sacred Heart. And so when we consecrated our home to the Sacred Heart, it really created an entirely different environment in our home. It was truly consecrated in the sense that the Lord Jesus rules our home.
Well, now you peeled back a layer of the onion that we need to talk about. You are a convert to the faith, as she's a cradle Catholic, as I. So what led you to Catholicism, and how long ago did you make the walk across the aisle, as I like to use the term, and become a Catholic?
Well, it was in the 1980s when I was stationed in Germany while in the military. And it was Teresa's devotion to the faith that drew me to the faith. I've been in and out of churches over the years. My parents went to different churches as I was growing up, mainly Baptist and those kinds of evangelical institutions. But knowing the truth of the Catholic faith and how sacred it is really just tugged at my heart. And so I had the opportunity to be brought into the church by a traditional deacon who was studying for the priesthood out of Rome. And he was the one that did my instruction. And so we had the opportunity to not only have me brought into the church, but to go to Rome and a couple times, actually, and see John Paul personally, and I've had my very first rosary was personally blessed by St. Pope John Paul II. Mm. It's very special to me.
I had a John Paul II rosary from Bishop Matthiessen's final ad limina visit in 1996. And it's somewhere at St. Francis Convent right now. I have no idea where it disappeared to. So you've been married, I guess, at that point in time, right? So when he tells you, I want what you want, I want what you have as a Catholic, what was your first reaction to hearing your husband was going to convert to the faith?
Well, I was excited but skeptical.
Skeptical, why?
Because Dwayne has his history as he gets really excited about something, and then it fades. He kind of gets out of that mode, and then he finds something else to get excited about. But I supported him along the way, and even though we had been married 5 years, 4.5 of that, I went to church without him. Hmm. So I took our children to Mass, and Dwayne stayed home. And eventually he decided to join the church, which has been a blessing.
By the way, welcome home.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you home. We're talking with Dwayne and Teresa Grove. They're from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. They are members of the Sacred Heart Devotional Group that's formed at St. Mary's Cathedral. This group meets after the 7 o'clock Mass every first Friday morning of the month at St. Mary's Cathedral. You have quarterly meetings, too, right?
Correct.
To talk about all this. And you consecrate new members to the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus every year. You did that last June, if I'm not mistaken, at St. Mary's Cathedral, right?
Correct.
We hear about the 12 promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Can you talk a little bit about that for just a minute, Dwayne?
To go through them real briefly here, the first promise, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes, and we can certainly attest to that. I will comfort them in all their afflictions. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. And one of the things, by the way, that we've done is we have a very special place with the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on one side, a picture of our family in the middle, and the Immaculate Heart of our Mother on the other.
Wow. Wow.
I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. Those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. And I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My Divine Heart shall be their safe refuge in that last moment.
Plenty of great promises there, folks, and plenty of great reasons why you need to be a member of the Sacred Heart Devotional Group. What can you add to the question, why should people consider being a member of this devotional group, Teresa?
Well, briefly to mention that the First Friday Masses that are happening at the Cathedral, St. Mary's, is a good blend between St. Thomas and St. Mary's. There may be other parishioners that come too, but it's a good mix between the two parishes, so it's both very active. Just getting excited about knowing that those promises mean eternal life.
Amen, they do. Dwayne, same question. Why should people consider becoming a member of this Sacred Heart Devotional Group?
For me, it's always been about going deeper and being able to connect to the true heart of our Lord and being able to receive Him in the Holy Eucharist on that first Friday is extra special to me. And it's an opportunity to really connect with the heart of our Lord in a way, quite frankly, that I don't think any other devotion I've found.
We have a group at St. Mary's Cathedral. Teresa, I know you'd like to see this go further than St. Mary's Cathedral here in the Diocese of Amarillo. How can people find out more about starting their own Sacred Heart devotional group at their own parish?
So the first thing they can do is actually talk to their priest And the priests can then explain how to get involved in the Sacred Heart, but they can also reach out to the cathedral and talk to Father Avitus. Or we also have some brochures and flyers that we've been putting in some of the parishes about our Friday sessions.
You know, here we are in the midst of Lent, folks, and this is where we need to go deeper each and every day, and we should carry that going deep into the other 46 or 45 weeks of the year as well, not just during Lent. Need to know more? Get in touch with Father Avita Siriwa. He will be happy to tell you so much more about this. Teresa and Dwayne Grove joining us here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 6. The last word in the conversation is yours. Let's let the ladies go first on this one, okay?
Bring Jesus into your home.
And if you're interested in consecrating your home, there's a really great resource called welcomehisheart.com. Okay. And I would encourage you to check that out.
Let's get you up to date with some diocesan news in case you missed it. The Diocese of Amarillo announcing that Bishop Patrick J. Zurich has added 4 additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for this 2025 Jubilee Year of Hope. That includes St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo for the Central Deanery, Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Groom at 411 Ware Avenue, that's for the East Deanery, Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia for the South Deanery, and Saints Peter and Paul Church, 915 Maddox and Doom, representing the North Deanery. These parishes are in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. The Diocesan Office of Communications needs information for fish fries and meals that are being served during the Lenten season. Now, if you're planning these events, especially for Friday, April the 11th, we need that information by Thursday, March 27th at noon. We will publish that information for the Friday, April 11th fish fries and the Sunday, April 6th issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. A mass change for Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Groom. The parish now celebrating the Saturday mass for Sunday obligation, 5:30 p.m. during this period of daylight saving time. The Sunday mass will continue to be celebrated at 8:30 a.m. Elections for the Pastoral Council at St. Thomas the Apostle Church here in Amarillo took place in late February. Congratulations to Barbara Podzemny and David Sade, who were elected. Appointed to the council, Sandy Riney and Craig Bednars. The 4 new members replacing Bonnie Lasher, Cookie Stevens, Joyce Smith, and Joe Doogie on the council. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate inviting all young women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo between the ages of 15 and 25 to encounters at the Franciscan Convent at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue, Saturday afternoons between 3 and 5. Now, if you're under 18 years of age, you'll be required to bring a permission note from a parent. The encounters are bilingual and will include a number of activities like prayer, sharing of experiences, adoration, worship, pastries, crafts, discussion of themes relevant to young women, and other activities. Need to know more? Please call the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, 806-383-5769. Do want to remind you, registration continues for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, Youth Rally, also known this year as DCYC 2025, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Regular registration, $55 per person. That must be taken care of by Monday, March 31st. That fee gets you 2 meals. Now, if you're one of those that's going to wait till the last minute, it's $65 at the door. We've got some great speakers that are coming for our DCYC 2025 celebration. Connor Flanagan, Suzesh Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tan, and Catholic musician Josh Blakesley will be providing music for the conference. The opening evening will include a danzando or dance-off, Lego and Connect 4 competitions, and money raised from those competitions will go toward the Covenant Teen Bus Fund. They've been working on this for 11 years. It's time to get this thing taken care of so we can have a 15-passenger bus / van that'll be used by parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Need to know more? Please call Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Yes, I know we're jumping all over the place with news, but there's a lot going on. Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo with a Day of Reconciliation, Wednesday, March 19th, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. There will be 8 priests available throughout the day to hear confessions. Multilingual priests will be available as well. Need to know more? Please call St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204. It's one of the longer-serving meals in the diocese, and I say that because they will be serving for 6 hours on Sunday, March 23rd. They are St. John the Evangelist Church in Borger, the meal, the 68th Italian meatballs and spaghetti dinner. And if you leave hungry, that's your fault. It'll be in the school gym, 201 St. John's Road in Borger. $16 per person for tickets. Children 7 and under eat free if dining in. The meal is dine-in, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeouts, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call the parish office, ask for Isella for more details, 806-274-7064. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months, you must attend an NFP course, but you also must attend an Engaged Encounter weekend. The first one of the year is filling up quick. Saturday, March 29th, Sunday, March 30th, Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Find out more by calling Adrian Johnson here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-410-3839. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes throughout the diocese invited to help lead the assembly at song at 2 diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral in April. Chrism Mass on Tuesday, April 15th. Adult Confirmation Mass Saturday, April 26th. Need to know more? Dr. Greg Onofrio can tell you more. 806-376-7204, extension 3003. The fourth golf tournament benefits St. Joseph's School, teeing off Saturday, April 26th. Comanche Trail Golf Course, 4200 South Grand. It's $500 for a team of four golfers. That includes your cart and green fees. The four-man scramble tees off at 9:30 a.m., and it's limited to the first 36 paid teams. It's first come, first served. First, second, and third place teams win a gift card to the Comanche Trail Golf Shop. There's a drawing and door prizes will be awarded. And they are looking for sponsors. Tee box signs, $125 each. Cart sponsors, $300 apiece, with a maximum of 6 sponsors. Scorecard sponsors, $450 each, with a maximum of 2 sponsors. And we need event sponsors, unlimited, at $1,000 apiece. Need to know more? Please call the school office, 806-359-1604. Do want to remind you they need volunteers as communion ministers at BSA Hospital. It doesn't require a lot of time, and training will be provided. Larry Gray can tell you so much more, 806-420-6408. Got to give some love to our friend Susan Garner down the hall with the Diocesan Museum and Archive. She has not one but two events coming up in the next couple of months. And the second one is we're doing it now because obviously people can't paint something in 3 hours unless you're Father Richard Zanetti, who can do it in about an hour and do it very well. But we all haven't been blessed with that gift, have we now? Number one item, Diocesan Museum and Archives invites everyone to an evening of relics, Thursday, May 22nd, 6 to 8, St. Lucian's Chapel. That's next to the Capuchin Monastery at 4201 Northeast 18th Avenue, or east of the old Pastoral Center building, for those of you that remember that. The evening will give the faithful a chance to see a number of relics on display that are housed at the Diocesan Museum and Archives inside the Pastoral Center here at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. And that includes relics from the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Anthony of Padua, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Joseph, St. Lawrence, St. Patrick, St. Teresa of Lisieux, and St. Vincent de Paul. And also on display will be a number of relics belonging to the aforementioned Father Richard Zanetti. Learn more by calling Susan Garner, 806-414-1076. Now, the second one, which is a little bit more important, and we're getting the information out to you now, again, because you can't paint something in an hour. The Diocesan Museum and Archives, once again, seeking painters for participation in an art show Thursday, July 24th in the Diocesan Museum, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, inside the Pastoral Center. Theme of the art show, Scenes from the Bible. Paintings will be accepted for this year's show, please. No mixed medium. Top prize, $3,000. Second prize, $1,500. Third prize, $500. The winning painting will be the property of the Diocesan Museum to be placed on display. Paintings will be judged from 6 to 8 during the art show. Paintings must be at the museum on or before Wednesday, July 23rd, and must depict again a scene from the Bible. Refreshments will be provided. If Susan Garner's putting on this, you know the refreshments will be top shelf. You need to know more? Give Susan a call. Again, her telephone number, 806-414-1076. And before we wrap up, let's remind you once again, comments, suggestions, or maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of Cap'n, because we want to do more than just the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. We want other ministries to start doing a podcast, and they will in God's time, because in God's time, all good things. Or you have comments about what we're doing, email us, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. Thanks for watching. Thanks for your support. Have yourself a continued blessed Lent. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.